struggle with being truly thankful today? Elizabeth Elliott says, "I'm one who is having to learn this lesson of gratitude." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of author and teacher, Elizabeth Elliott.
The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott, talking with you today from the little letter of Paul the Apostle to the Philippians. First of all, before I forget it again, I have forgotten it several times, I've been meaning to thank Carissa Holacek from Minnesota. Some time ago, I talked about Abraham sending his servant to find a wife for his son Isaac. And that servant logically went to the obvious place in any small village in those days where women could be observed properly and from a distance. And he watched one young woman who fed his camels. Now, I said at that time, I think on the radio, that I have no idea how much a camel can drink, but I was pretty sure that it had to be a pretty hard job that that young woman volunteered to do. And so, Carissa, thank you for writing to tell me how much a camel can drink. 25 gallons in 10 minutes, because they have three stomachs. Can you imagine the work that that woman had to perform to draw 25 gallons for each camel? Well, anyway, thank you, Carissa. You're 11 years old. Perhaps you're older by now and homeschooled, and you like Gateway to Joy. I do appreciate your letter so much. And most of my programs are topical, but I've never actually gone straight through a book of the Bible. I believe that the answers to our questions are to be found as we, first of all, surrender ourselves to God. That's where it starts. If we completely commit ourselves to God and expect God to teach us and correct us and forgive our sins and guide us, we will be moving each day through gateways to joy. I do believe that every experience, if given to Jesus, can be a gateway to joy. But first of all, we have to know Jesus. And the way to get to know him is simply to come, to commit ourselves to him, to acknowledge that we are sinners and we are helpless. So first of all, if you have questions today about your own situation, and I'm quite sure there's nobody listening to me today that doesn't have a question, surrender yourself first to God. Then I would suggest that the best way to communicate with God is to pray and to read your Bible. Those two things go together. Now, of course, I'm talking about your personal life at home. I don't want to leave out for a moment the importance of going to church. We go to church, first of all, to worship God. We go to be instructed and corrected and spiritually fed. But usually, for most of us, that's not 7 days a week. So we need to pray, we need to read God's Word, so that we can be talking to God and listening to God. Third thing we must do is obey what he shows us. Do what he says. Trust and obey. There's an old gospel song that I have repeated many times on this program. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. When we do his good will, he abides with us still and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. I believe that. I really do believe that. I hope you do too. I can't do number one, surrendering myself to God, unless I trust him. Obviously, nobody is going to surrender himself to someone he doesn't trust. I can't do number two Without trusting him, I have to believe that God is there listening and that he will hear my prayer and answer it in the best way, in what's best for me. And as for number three, obedience, how can I possibly do that without God's help? I know I can't do it by myself. But I hope, with the help of God, to encourage you, to urge you, to get into his book, to read it on your knees, to open your heart to what he wants to say to you, and to ask him to help you to apply the things that we're going to be reading today. This little book is called Philippians, the Epistle to the Philippians. It's been called the Epistle of Joy. That's particularly important to remember in view of the fact that Paul was in prison when he wrote it, in chains, probably chained between two guards 24 hours a day. Imagine. Imagine finding joy in a place like that. You think you got limitations? You think you're in trouble? Think of where Paul was. Probably there are many prisoners listening to me today. I'm sure that it's an extremely difficult situation to find yourself in. But I really doubt that the conditions in your prison are quite as bad as they were in Paul's, the physical conditions. So I just want to read verses 1 to 9. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. For whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight. Now we have here basic principles of the Christian life. First of all, take our positions as servants. If we take our positions as servants, as Paul does here, he says, servants of Christ Jesus, we are making Jesus Christ Lord, Master. I'm only a servant. Let's remember, secondly, that we do have access to grace and peace. There are resources available to us through Christ, unlimited resources. And Paul takes the authority of saying to the Philippian Christians, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think that's exactly what he would say to you if Paul were broadcasting today, because that grace and peace is available to any who want to receive it. He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the trials increase. To added affliction, he addeth his mercy. To multiplied trials, his multiplied peace. A third principle is prayer, and Paul says he prays for the Philippian Christians. Fourth, he says God is the one who began the work in you. And if you're a Christian, you know that it began with trusting God. God is the one who began it. And point number five, he is the one who will finish. Is there anything more encouraging than to realize that God is going to finish just what he started? As that wonderful song says, God's going to finish just what he started. Principle number six, he's going to do it just where I am. Paul's being bound in chains did not in the least hinder him from doing the will of God. Think about that. There is nothing in heaven or earth or hell that can hinder you from doing the will of God except your own will, your own refusal to trust and obey. And then, number 7, love opens the way for knowledge, insight, and discernment. He says, "It is right for me to feel this way about all of you since I have you in my heart. All of you share in God's grace with me." A loving heart in this brilliant and imprisoned apostle. And then number 8, we are to bear fruit. If you will read that section yourself, you will see things that God does and things that Paul is supposed to do. And the fruit of this cooperation between God and his servant Paul is grace and peace for others. God does his redeeming work in individual souls, as in Paul, who was a murderer at heart before his conversion. And that work is carried on for the blessing of others. That's a message for us, for you and for me. Lord, help us, we pray, to trust you, to do what you say, and we ask that by your Holy Spirit you will open the meaning of your book, the Bible, as we read it. In Jesus' name, amen.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliott has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.